There's a big machlokus exactly when the fast begins, exactly when it ends. The question is the significance of the fast. Perhaps that's even more important to understand. Tinus Esther, when we hear of Tinus Esther, the question exactly what does that mean, the fast of Esther? So, learning from the original source and the Megillah itself, we know that when it came to the actual Pur, which is the name of the Chag of Purim, in which there was the lottery system which Haman used, it says that it was calculated that the Jewish people would be, Rachman al-Son, destroyed on the 13th day of the month of Adar. And when did he make this Pur? So the Megillah says clearly, specifically when it was, Miyom miyom michodesh chodesh shneimasar hu chodesh Adar. It says it was on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, is the time in which it'll be destroyed, that the Jewish people destroyed. But when was it that he actually made it? The actual day that he was doing this lottery, it was b'chodesh arishon hu chodesh Nisan. It was during the month of Nisan. So in itself was miraculous that this lottery fell out basically 12 months later, gave the Jewish people that opportunity. And then afterwards he went to Achashverosh and was given the ability to, and the permission, and the signet ring to destroy the Jewish people. So, because Mordechai hears about this, he turns to Esther and says, we have to do something about it. And Esther, as we know, says, well, what am I supposed to do? It's been so many days, I haven't seen the king. I can't just walk into the royal palace without him summoning me, so I may possibly die. And then she finally says, Lech kenosas kol ha-Yehudim ha-Nimsoim b'Shushan. Gather all, every Jewish person, everyone should gather together in Shushan. V'tzumo lai v'altochu v'altishtu shlosh ha-Shomim laila v'yom. They should not eat, they should not drink anything for 3 days, 3 full days. And I also will fast, and then we'll go, and of course we know what's happening. So a lot of people, they read the Megillah says, they say, well, that's the reason, that must be the reason why we fast. After all, it's called the fast of Esther. As we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not the reason why we have the Tinus of Tinus Esther. And it'll make sense as we just discuss some of its dates. It's brought down by the Mechaber, that Misanin B'Yud Gimel B'Adar. We fast on the 13th day of Adar, generally speaking. However, there are exceptions to that rule, such as this year. V'imchal Purim be'echad b'Shabbos, if Purim would fall out on a Sunday, which happens this year, Ma'adimin l'sanos v'yom chamishi. We will fast on Thursday. So we got it right. The Ramah then continues and says, V'tanis zeh enu chova. This fast is not as obligatory as others. L'chein, therefore, yesh l'hakil bo l'eis atzarech. In times of need, a person could be a little bit more lenient when it comes to this particular fast. And he gives examples. Could go in mubaros, amanikos, if a woman is nursing, or if she's pregnant. O l'chola shein bo sakan. Or a person who is sick, even if it's not life-threatening, we are lenient. Even a person is ko'avi inayim. Their eyes hurt, they have a strong headache. Such people who are in such pain, they're certainly allowed to break the fast. Aval, but the Ramah says, Shar Bri'im, anyone who else is healthy and strong, Lo Yifreshu Min HaTzibur, you should not separate yourself from the congregation, and you should fast. And the Shari Tshuva actually tells us that in addition to the fast, that those who really enjoyed fasting, there was another opportunity which we already missed, which was about a week ago, on Zayin Adar. That it's brought down that some people actually fast on the 7th day, the month of Adar. Because Haman, when he found out that the lottery fell on Adar, he said, oh, this is obviously a very auspicious time. After all, Moshe, the great leader of the Jewish people, died in that month. So it must be it's a time that the Jewish people will die. And of course, that was also the time that he was born, which was a tremendous birth for the Jewish people. People unfortunately pass away. But his life began and continued and continues to live even now. So therefore, because of this, some actually fast also on the 7th of Adar. But certainly when it comes to Tinus Esther, we all do. So it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah The reason for this, why do we fast? Unlike maybe the notion that many people have, ki b'yemei Mordechai v'Esther nikalo b'yom yud gimel ba'adar lihilochem v'lamod al nafshon. It was on the 13th day of Adar that Mordechai and Esther and the Jewish people stood up to wage war and to literally protect themselves from death. They needed to turn to Hashem and ask for mercy, for compassion. That with us alone, we're not going to win. But with Hashem's assistance, maybe He'll be able to cause us to be victorious over our adversaries. We find a very interesting thing when it comes to Jewish people in war. Most people would imagine the day before your battle, you have all the food, all of your supplies, all your provisions, you drink as much, have some Gatorade, get strong, and then you can go and run on the battlefield. When it comes to the Jewish people, our strength is not in our muscles, but rather it's in our tshuva, it's in our repentance, in our ability to turn to Hashem and ask Hashem to intervene. And what Sinu, therefore we find, Kishahayu biyom milchama, shahayu misan. In the days of war, the Jewish people fast. Shekein Omer Rabboseinu Zal, it's brought down by our sages of blessed memory, Shemoshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, biyom shehilcham im Amalek, hayu misan. When it came to the original war of Amalek, the war with Moshe, and the famous story of how when he lifted up his hands, the Jewish people would gaze upon them and remember Hashem, that was a way that they were victorious. But in addition to that, he and all the Jewish people fasted. There was a tinus while they were fighting. They did not eat. They did not drink. V'im Kain, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bavadai, it's for sure, Gam b'yemei Mordechai, hayu misanim b'oso yom. It must be they also fasted on that 13th day of Adar. And therefore, the reason why we fast on, according to the Mishnah Berurah at least, on Tinus Esther, is not because of this 3 days of not eating and not drinking in the Megillah that's brought down the Megillah, because then maybe we should be fasting for 3 days. Or don't give any ideas. But instead, it's only 1 day. And not only that, we fast on the 13th day of Adar. The 13th day of Adar was much, much later than the incident of the Jewish people fasting. As we mentioned, the Pur occurred on the month of Nisan. That's when the Haman had this lottery system. So they knew about this. Purim had already come and gone. Or the month of Adar had already come and gone. So therefore, the reason why we fast on the 13th of day of Adar, the idea of Tinus Esther is based on the words in the Mishnah Berurah, that because we fasted on that day, the 13th day of Adar, we commemorate that miraculous victory by fasting. V'lochein, therefore, nehagu kol Yisrael l'sanus b'yud gimel Adar, that's why we fast. V'nikra Tinus Esther, and the reason we recall it, the fast of Esther, wasn't just Esther that was fasting, everyone was. K'dei lizkor, in order that we should remember, she'Hashem yisparach ro'ev l'shmoa kol ish be'eis haraso, that Hashem remembers and listens to our tefillos in the time of anguish that we have. Just like it was in those days, by the days of Esther, so too we, when we fast today, it's not just to commemorate, but also when we are in Esara, we're in a time of trouble, of difficulty, we also should realize that by turning our hearts to Hashem, and doing teshuvah and davening with tremendous kavanah and concentration, that's also an opportunity for Hashem to be able to save us from our distress, our misfortune. It's brought down, as we mentioned, that this year we fast on Thursday. Avol be'erev Shabbos ein kovin tainus b'tchilat ne kovin haShabbos. The question is, if we couldn't fast on the 13th of Adar because it's going to be on Saturday, it's on Shabbos, so maybe it would make more sense to fast on Friday. We're getting at least close to it. And because of kovin Shabbos, we do not fast on this particular fast day on a Friday. Because we're supposed to be heavily engaged in teshuva as well as davening. During on a Friday, it's too difficult to do this. In order not to trouble people in the honor of Shabbos, we would not want to have a fast day. Which is not just that they're fasting, but it's all the things that are connected to it, which is supposed to be a meaningful fast, with teshuva and with tefillah, and therefore on Friday it would be too cumbersome and will end up affecting one's kavod Shabbos as they're trying to make those preparations. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, someone is on the road for shachach and they forgot that it was a fast day. Let's say today they forgot. They didn't look at their calendar, right? Today was a fast day. They didn't know. So they go home tonight. With a lila bola beso, for shama, they heard sha'olam hisanu hayom, that the entire world, halvai, sha'olam hisanu hayom, he found out, oh my goodness, everyone else fasted, then hisanu lamachar be'erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we will allow this individual as a yachid to fast on Friday. However, if a person, as a group, as a community, we will not have a person fast on Friday because of Kavod Shabbos. Stop here. Rabbi Chanan Mechash, what's the Kodesh Baruch, the Zagos of Yichachar, Beham, Tarmitz, Shnemar, Adonai, Chafetz, Amatzi, Koyadil, Tadav, Yadir. Kodesh.